On the day of Pentecost, all the Lord's followers came together in one place. Suddenly, there was a noise from heaven, like the sound of a mighty wind. It filled the house where they were meeting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire moving in all directions. The Holy Spirit took control of everyone, and they began speaking whatever languages the Spirit let them speak.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Yes, sir.
Many religious Jews from every country in the world were living in Jerusalem, and when they heard this noise, a large crowd gathered. But they were surprised, because they were hearing everything in their own languages. They were excited and amazed. And they said, "Don't all these who are speaking come from Galilee? Then why do we hear them speaking our very own languages? We come from all over the world. Yet we all hear them using our own languages to tell the wonderful things God has done." Everyone was excited and confused. Some of them even kept asking each other,
"What does all this mean?"
Others made fun of the Lord's followers. And said, "They're drunk." Peter stood with the 11 apostles and spoke in a loud and clear voice to the crowd. "Friends and everyone else living in Jerusalem, listen carefully to what I have to say. You're wrong to think that these people are drunk. After all, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, listen to what I have to say about Jesus from Nazareth. God proved that he sent Jesus to you by having him work miracles, wonders, and signs. All of you know this. God had already planned and decided that Jesus would be handed over to you. So you took him and had evil men put him to death on a cross. But God set him free from death and raised him to life. Death could not hold him in its power. Jesus was taken up to sit at the right side of God. And he was given the Holy Spirit, just as the Father had promised. Jesus is also the one who has given the Spirit to us. And that is what you are now seeing and hearing." When the people heard this, they were very upset.
Oh no!
They asked Peter and the other apostles, "Friends, what shall we do?"
Friends, what shall we do?
Peter said, "Turn back to God. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ so that your sins will be forgiven. Then you will be given the Holy Spirit." This promise is for you and your children. It is for everyone our Lord God will choose, no matter where they live.
Hola.
Bonjour.
Eshe.
On that day, about 3,000 people believed his message and were baptized.
Splosh!
They spent their time learning from the apostles, and they were like family to each other. They also broke bread.
Jump, 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 jump.
And prayed together.
Amen.